From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Marijuana Policy This Week. I'm Chris Goldstein. This week's topic, cannabis use not linked with so-called amotivational syndrome. More information is available at norml.org. This week from Los Angeles, California, cannabis use not linked to so-called amotivational syndrome. Cannabis use, including daily use of the drug, does not impair motivation, according to survey data published in the current issue of the journal Substance Abuse Treatment, Prevention, and Policy. 487 volunteers, 243 daily users, and 244 non-users completed items from the Apathy Evaluation Scale, or AES. Participants responded to 12 statements regarding their own feelings of motivation on a 4-point scale, e.g., not at all, slightly, somewhat, very much. Researchers have successfully used similar measures of apathy in previous studies of substance abuse and motivation. Quote, participants who used cannabis 7 days a week demonstrated no difference from non-cannabis users on indices of motivation, close quote, investigators found. After quantifying subjects' responses through advanced statistical procedures designed to identify even slight differences between users and non-users, researchers still did not detect any decreases in motivation among daily users of cannabis. Quote, these feelings refute hypothesized associations between heavy cannabis use and low motivations, close quote, authors concluded. They continued, quote, thus emphasizing a cannabis-induced amotivational syndrome in drug prevention does not have empirical support and could harm the credibility of drug prevention efforts, close quote. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the Normal Foundation in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories is available at norml.org. Stay tuned every week for Marijuana Policy This Week, right here on this station. I'm Chris Goldstein.